This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The college football transfer portal is now officially open. For the next 2 weeks, there will be unprecedented movement as this is just one transfer portal window ahead of next season. With players announcing throughout the month of December that they were going to enter the portal, and the tampering that coaches say is taking place across the country, we're likely going to start seeing commitments starting right now. Speaking of college football, the CFP rolls on with the semifinals, Ole Miss facing Miami on Thursday, and number one ranked Indiana playing Oregon in the Peach Bowl on Friday, just like everybody predicted. From the Crop MedCap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Steve Saban, Nick Ashew in for the guys on The Fan. By the way, Toby was in my seat before me, Zabe.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody put a seat so low than this chair that I was sitting in. Like, drop to the floor. It's not like he's 8 feet tall. I've never understood that.
I'd say this is a slightly low broadcast counter, so yeah. To get just the right height, you might have to drop it down. Did you fly into a warm man seat?
It was warmish, I would say. Yeah. I'm not sure if there was flatulence involved.
I guarantee it was. Another dude was in the chair. I guarantee it. It's a matter of how much was in there. Did it have any kind of odor?
There was no odor that I noticed.
Good. Okay, but I've always found that hopping into another former warm man seat is. Just a little bit. Yes, it's a little bit uncomfortable because you sit down and you're like, oh, another man's ass has been warming this.
I can one up you on that. It's like sitting down on a toilet in a public restroom and it's still warm.
Oh,
that's coming in hot. That's uncomfortable.
Nick, thank you for bringing that up because every morning when I walk in here at 5 a.m., Toby will be the last person to sit over on this side of the glass where he does his updates from. Uh-huh. And he has this like little low chair there, and I like sit. I'm like, I can't even see the computer. Maybe it's because I'm 5'6", but he has it so low that I can't even like type on it. It's that low.
Yeah,
and it's not like he's like 6'5".
Well, the best thing is look around the room here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single pair of them match.
No,
which is exactly the way it's always been. In radio.
Yes.
A disgusting disregard for proper equipment and for spending any money on chairs. It's ridiculous. Actually, two of them matched.
You know, it's so funny that you bring that up.
This one, actually.
So when I was doing my betting show on a previous network that no longer exists, downstairs in the studio in the same building, the chairs were so bad, I brought a chair from home And I used that.
Good for you.
And we begged them.
Shame on the company, but good for you.
I could not sit in that chair. And I had a very comfortable chair with good lumbar support. The junkies have chairs. Now, that one chair over there, it's one of those
big command chairs. It looks like a gaming chair.
The gaming chair, that's a legit chair. I think that's Cakes' chair. I'm not sure, but it's a monster chair, and it's legit. But you're right. There's a certain point where you say, look, if I'm going to sit for extended periods of time.
Oh, we're in the sitting business.
That. Yeah. Yeah, I got to stand up during breaks.
We're in the indoor, air-conditioned, warm in the winter, cool in the summer, smooth hands business.
I try to keep some calluses.
Right now, for everyone listening outdoors wearing a reflective vest, knee-deep in a hole, digging or whatever, they're listening on their on their little work boombox, and they're just disgusted.
Or their phone on the Odyssey app.
Or their phone on the Odyssey app with their AirPods in. They're listening going, you babies. You call yourselves men? You're complaining about the chairs?
They could beat us up, though, so it's fine.
Okay, you had something thing that I tripped.
Yeah. No,
on the college football landscape, you wanted to comment.
It's not something that you tripped on. It's just something you said that I think is.
I triggered a thought from you.
It's a big narrative, I think, that hasn't been touched on enough in this college football playoff. As we sit with the four teams, Miami and Ole Miss, they'll play each other Thursday. Friday's going to be Oregon, Indiana. There's no villain in college football. I don't know. I have no emotional connection to any of these teams.
Who was the villain before? Alabama?
I would have put Alabama ahead of Georgia because Alabama's been there so long. Georgia was getting to that point, but now we've kind of seen a little bit of a fall off from that dominance.
Sure.
Now, there was a younger team this year. I think we're going to see a better Georgia team next year. But if you look at it now, Miami is just kind of resurging. Now, I've seen enough Michael Irvin on the sidelines. I'm good. We've done enough of that. Ole Miss is a victim.
Oh, it's only going to get worse for the next game.
This is porn for everybody that's producing a broadcast with Miami, is Michael Irvin reacting on the sideline. More and more of that. But Ole Miss, like you mentioned, like left at Christmas by their dad.
Yes.
Gone out the door.
Where'd daddy go?
Indiana, how can you not root for them in Kurt Cignetti? It's an unbelievable story. Seeing Indiana with a one next to their name in football. And
right.
Oregon's kind of been here before, but it's never really been like a program that you hate. I love Dan Lanning. I think he's a great coach. And it's kind of, I don't have a team that I look at right now in this and say, I hate them. I want them to lose. There's none of that right now. It's more of a struggle for me to say, from an emotional standpoint, who do I want to see win this?
The Mount Rushmore of hateable programs from a neutral sort of observer in college football, what would that Mount Rushmore be? Would it be Ohio State or Michigan? Would it be, let's say, Alabama under Nick Saban? That's now, like, the intimidation of Alabama. This was the weakest cup of Alabama coffee we've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't intimidate or scare Indiana one bit.
Nope.
And like you talked about, Cignetti was staring down that decision by DeBoer to go for it on fourth down. Like, oh, really?
That's Cignetti stare.
Oh, really? You're going for it here, huh? And he's walking down the sideline, and he's looking. It was such a great image, such a great asset they got of him doing that. And then, of course, they stuffed him. Dumb, by the way, go for it, because you're not at the goal line. You're not first and goal if you get the first down. You got a whole bunch more yards you got to get. Now, Kirby last night had balls the size of church bells, as Dabney Coleman said in the movie Dragnet, when he went for a fake punt with a close game, a three-point game with a lead, but he sensed the momentum was slipping away in his own territory, and they converted. Unbelievable. What a game last night.
But again, and thankfully, we had one good game late when everything else was, as I called, nap time. It felt like all Oregon needed was a field goal, and they won. That's all that took. Indiana, after their first drive, it felt like for a moment, never mind. Indiana's going to step on their throats. And thank God we had a game that was actually worth watching late that kind of redeemed the rest of it. But again, I don't have any, like, maybe you try to drum up a hate for Miami because
you'll
of the
hate
past.
Miami if they continue to be as good and relevant, if they really make the jump to being an ass kicker.
They will become the team that everybody's willing to hate, but
right.
It's not there yet.
Right.
So you don't really have that in this playoff, which to me kind of puts in this whole narrative.
How about
of,
Notre Dame? Everyone hates Notre Dame.
Well, yeah, but they're not in it, so it doesn't.
But
you're saying in terms of the.
Well, yeah. you want to know who are the most hateable programs, right?
Yeah, Miami will get there. Notre Dame is up there, yes.
Oh, well,
there's no question. And they made it worse this year, too.
Of course they did.
I kind of like it, though. I kind of like what they did. I don't know. I root for chaos sometimes. If I'm not emotionally invested in any team or like a situation, I root for a little chaos.
Somebody had the best tweet, and it went like this. Ready? Okay. College football is just the process of saying, every team is a fraud when they lose until you get to the champion, who is also inevitably a fraud because every other team has already been exposed as a fraud. So who did they really beat in the end? You beat a bunch of nobodies. You see, they're all frauds.
It's true, though.
I do love that. Fraud. Whoever, this team's a fraud.
Especially this year.
This conference is a fraud.
Or you're going in back and look at, but they beat them, but it was in September, and now look at them now, and they've lost three straight at the end. And listen, it's what makes college football great, and it's what also makes it a massive, massive headache. But I'll tell you this. Whoever wins this national championship is absolutely going to be called a fraud. Though I will say this, if I had to pick...
By who?
The people, Zabe. The people. The people.
They're going to call Indiana a fraud.
The they. It's always they. We don't know who they is, but they always exist. Listen, for me, it's all Indiana. I want to see Indiana win this whole damn thing. To see Indiana as a college basketball juggernaut that also has had some down years, but has had the history of being Indiana, and it's a basketball school, and you've had to see a number one next to their name in the college football playoff, and to see them win a national championship with Kurt Cignetti, who, by the way, has already said, I'm a winner. Everywhere I go, I win.
Google me.
The arrogance, but it's like warranted arrogance. I love it.
If Indiana wins at all, does Cignetti flip over to the side of being hateable? And does Cignetti have more gears of cockiness beyond what he's already shown?
I think we give it one more year because you still love the fact that he went to Indiana, was already at a smaller program in JMU, has stayed at Indiana, and could have gotten the pick of whatever job he wanted that was available right now in college football. And the fact that he stayed gives him some leeway. But you know this, eventually everybody becomes the villain.
Who do you think is the... Can you guess for me, Mr. Odds Boy, having worked so long in sports gambling media? Don't look it up.
All right.
What are the odds to win the national championship now? Who's the favorite? Can you go 1, 2, 3, 4? You know what? For $5, if I have
actually
$5.
I have not looked at it since yesterday. Yeah, I have not.
Let's see the Nick Ashew instincts.
All right.
For whatever is in my wallet, which is actually literally nothing. I got no cash.
That's
I'll
a great
Venmo
offer,
you.
Though. Thanks. You'll Venmo me. Yes. All right. Well, Indiana's definitely the favorite.
Okay, that's correct.
So I'll put Indiana there first. Okay. I'm not going to go prices because it's all different at different books and nobody cares about the numbers. This isn't a betting show, unless you really want me to.
Just go sequence first and then we can figure
all
out
right.
prices.
I'm going to go with Indiana first. I'm going to go with, because I bet a lot of money is coming in on Miami, I'm going to go Miami second. Is Miami second in the odds?
They're almost tied for second. Okay. So I'm going to give you a conditional ding.
Okay.
Third,
Oregon,
and then Ole Miss. Okay. Yep. Let's go prices.
Okay.
What do you think Indiana is right now?
Oh God, I haven't even looked. I don't even know. I'm just going to go with numbers that pop in my head here and not really overthink this. I'm going to go Indiana -470.
No, they're +128.
Okay, I thought they'd be a more heavy
favorite.
Nobody
is even minus.
I thought there'd be at least some. So everybody's plus money then. Okay,
according to FanDuel, by the way, +128 Indiana, Oregon, and Miami are just a click apart.
+320.
Dang!
All right, there we go. All right.
Look at Nick Ashew, you degenerate.
Still got a little bit left in me.
And then Ole Miss is what?
Ole Miss +570.
Shut.
Did
your
I nail it?
Living
Let's
face.
Let's go. I
are
redeemed
you,
for the beginning. I
are
swear
you
to God, I didn't
serious?
Look at it. I swear to God, I did not look
Dude,
at that. I swear
is,
to God.
That is really.
I swear to God, I did not look at any of that. Well, I
so
redeemed myself because I had Indiana way too. It was a horrible price that I had for Indiana. I overthought that completely and thought everybody just was. Because here's the thing now. We're at this time of year where people are starting to just. You're going to get some people throwing money in on the fun. Like, there's no value in Indiana now betting them at this point.
Well,
so.
there's also poor value in betting a futures on the last four teams because the house odds are already way too thick.
Right.
So you missed the boat. You needed to bet. you know, futures mm-hmm. before the Bulls even started.
Right.
And then you would have had a much better shot.
There's nothing left on that.
Okay.
Honestly, the best thing now is to bet like the MVP market.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
All right. Since you're so sharp on those futures.
I nailed those numbers. I'm actually pretty proud of myself.
Miami Ole Miss, what's the line? Have you peaked this yet? This is the first of the two semis.
I will say I've heard
Thursday.
Some of that.
This is a Thursday, January 8th. So next Thursday.
I'm going to guess that's at like a pick'em or a 1.5.
Game is out in Arizona, Glendale.
I think that's probably close. It shows I didn't look at any of this.
Miami minus three.
Okay, minus three.
Then Friday,
Indiana's
which will be the,
probably more than a field goal. I'm going to go a minus four Indiana. Let's go. All right, so I got
unbelievable. All right, you're so sharp on this. Why don't we just pick the winners of the games and make some damn money?
We can do that. I'm more of an NFL guy over college football, though. I mean, I'll tell you this now. I do not bet a lot of college football.
How is it that you can be so nuts on about what the lines and the futures are, and yet actually winning money betting against the spread is the hardest thing in the world?
Why
is that?
They are so sharp.
Why is it so much easier to guess without knowing what the odds probably are versus guessing who's going to win? Why? That absolutely baffles me.
I know. Listen, I spent 4 years...
trying to
figure this out when that was the all of the content that I did, and
that's
you still
right.
can't figure
it.
And
still
here's what I will tell you for anybody that is a that wants to dabble in betting, and it's the best of the best overall are hitting it like a 54-55% clip. That's really what it comes
unless
down to.
Unless your Sheehan smell test, which he tweeted out, was like 63% this
but
year.
But there are individual sports then where people are – there's narrower roads where people can have more success. Like, I've had much more success with, like, NBA and NFL props. I'm a props guy first.
A lot of people are.
Because so many – like, you talk about – like, these lines are so sharp, especially in football, and there's so much money coming in on these specific college football NFL games that – it's so much more difficult to beat the books when it comes to that kind of thing. It's way more difficult. Props are a little bit more, there's a wider road and a wider net that you can cast for those types of things.
But props are also sucker bets.
They can be.
The kids today, as you know, Nick, throwing all kinds of money at
parlays, man.
Anytime touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh.
First touchdown
bets. Stay away from first touchdowns at all costs. It is such a waste of your money.
Well, have you noticed a number of the big operators advertise, hey, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Promotion, if your first touchdown guy scores a second touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah, he'll give it to you anyway. Yep.
Once they say we'll give it to you and you're like, God, thank you very much. I appreciate that. You got to go, wait a minute.
That's when you start
giving
you coupons, Abe. It says buy one, get one free. That's all it is.
Exactly.
If grocery stores can do it, so can FanDuel, all right? And it's totally fine. All right.
I think it's because the reason we can guess the lines and mm-hmm. the odds is that is based on what we reasonably experientially understand to be, that's probably the price. The games are random events.
Yes.
They are full of chaos and penalties and fumbles and bad suboptimal fourth down decisions. So that's why we can't predict the outcomes. And that's what makes sports wonderful.
And you're also guessing what the casual better, you know, I don't want to say the, you know, you got the sharps versus squares, but I hate that. Squares is stupid. But like
public.
Yeah, I mean, if you just want to go public, like, what are the narratives, too? Sometimes it's like you can kind of guess
people
where prices are going to be because there's narratives.
Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin?
Yep.
I love Georgia.
People love that. Some of those narratives work, though. Let me tell you something. I made a lot of money on the Wizards with alternate jerseys. They would win. It was 2 years ago, not last year, 2 years ago. Ben, you might remember this. It was whatever the alternate district jerseys were they had a couple of years ago, they were winners in those jerseys all the time.
The blue one?
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Look good, feel good.
They won those
a
couple nights ago.
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't checked it this year, but there was a couple years ago when I was doing the betting show. Every night I'm like, take the Wizards. Wizards are covering. And they did.
Do you believe in the look good, feel good, play good
theory? Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. Absolutely. In life and in sports, my friend. In life and in sports.
Do you think the Niners dark unis tomorrow night are going to look good?
I'm a big fan of all dark unis. By the way, one quick hot take, and then we got to go because Ben will yell at me again. All teams should have all black uniforms, period. Across the board, everybody.
You mean an all-black alt?
All-black alt, okay. Yes. An all-black alt across the board. Yeah. All right. Steve Zabin, Nick Ashew in for Beamich and Finley on The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Steve Zabe and Nick Ashew on the Fan. Zabe fist pumping if you want to watch on YouTube right now.
Young Ben.
Love it.
Good choices so far in the music. I love it.
This is your folder, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, he went right to that. He knows who he's trying to appease. It's not me. It's Steve Zabin.
I've got a folder here. All
right. Yeah, look at you.
I feel like a new girlfriend who's
What else is in his folder? I need to know this now.
Personnel file.
Yeah.
Do we have any got past suspensions?
Let's see. There's about 20 songs in here. Starts off with The One Thing, Saturday, Superstition, Get the Party Started, Celebrate, Time is a Runaway.
Okay. Don't list them all. There's a few soft clunkers in there I don't want getting out. It's like okay. You thumbing through my iPod. I don't want to see your I want people to see my playlist, okay?
Everybody's got one or two secret songs.
The songs you're embarrassed by?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, say, Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
I knew you were going to say that. You have loved that song for 100 years. It has not changed. It hasn't changed with you.
I like the sweet, syrupy pop banger.
I know you do.
Occasionally. Not all the time, but occasionally.
But, I mean, that's been your song for a decade. Like, we're going back a decade. That was your thing.
It's just funny to say.
I know.
Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Dua Lipa Levitating. Come on now.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Come on, Nick. I need you to give me one
I'm
that you'd be
low-key
embarrassed to admit.
Let me go. You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go right into Spotify, and I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to go right into Spotify.
Go to your Spotify Wrapped.
Spotify
Wrapped, what's the most embarrassing song I played too much in 2025?
Spotify Wrapped, though, is so inaccurate because a lot of it is just going to be like playlists I play all over again, but it's not. Like, there's a purpose to the music. Yes.
Interesting.
So, like, a gym.
I didn't know it would be inaccurate.
A gym playlist. So, it's like, okay, that's not really going to tell me anything.
What's up, bro?
But, yeah. See, that's what I said. I knew you were going to do that if you... I knew you were going to go that route. I'm trying to find something that's actually, like, embarrassing.
All right. So, when you find that, portal... I'm going to talk about the portal for 2 seconds.
You can do that because you seem to be very interested in this.
Well, so the portal opens today. It's a 16-day orgy of trying to get the bag. You don't know exactly how many people are in the portal because that is the actual thing is kept by the NCAA. They don't disclose it. There ought to be a website. You can just look at it, like departures from O'Hare, arrivals and departures, who's coming in, who's leaving. But there's going to be probably 3,000 college football players in the portal, which is insane. And according to those who follow this, like the boys and girls at on3.com, they say about 35 to 40% of the people, the kids in the portal will die in the portal. In other words, they will not pick up somewhere else. They'll be without a team, and they'll have to scramble to land somewhere, and they'll most certainly land somewhere worse for them, either financially or in terms of their where they would like to play. So it's both an insane money grab, but it's also hugely risky. And these kids are getting some of the shadiest advice possible, given that high of a number of guys who die in the portal.
And that goes to the same conversation of, you know, NIL deals and guys making millions of dollars. There's also like a backup left guard that gets a $5,000 deal for, you know, to go and stand in front of a car and take a picture.
They don't even have to stand in front of the car anymore. They just get paid.
They don't really have to do anything.
All right, what's your song?
All right, so here's the thing. It's not even going to be a song. I'm going to surprise you with something more. I have a random genre of music that people don't know that I like that is very
Death metal?
No, no, quite the opposite. Spanish guitar. I love the Spanish guitar.
Flamenco?
Jesse Cook. Jesse Cook is the greatest.
Play it right now. Play it on speaker right now.
Let me see if I can. All
right,
hold
on. Just punch it right up there and just turn up the speaker.
Well, I didn't even have to look. I didn't even have to do it.
Jesse who?
Jesse Cook.
Okay.
This song's called This. I love Jesse Cook and this Spanish guitar music. I don't know how long we can play it, but I can.
That's fun. Very soothing.
Yeah.
You pump iron to this?
No. Okay. This is like cooking dinner. Tell me you don't want to, like, you know.
It's good.
I've been to, like, you know, I'll go and watch live Spanish guitar. I love it. I'll fully admit it. But yes,
that's good.
Even an embarrassment. Because I looked and I'm like, I have so many random songs. Like, it's all a mess. That is a genre nobody ever thinks about, but I love it.
One more thing on NIL.
You're covering your face, by the way, on the YouTube stream.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
People
about
need
that.
To see you.
All right, one more thing on the NIL stuff. So, Trinidad Chambliss, who was unreal last night.
Oh, yes.
Even, you know, McElroy was like, he's like playing NBA jams. He's on fire. Because he made three plays in a row that were just jump out of your seat, jaw-dropping awesome. He is lobbying the NCAA for a sixth red shirt medical year because he started out at Division II Ferris College, and he was injured. He had some respiration issues. He couldn't play. He only played like two games, basically. Mm-hmm. Do you know if he were to win this and get a sixth year, because he's really not projected as a first-round pick in the NFL right now.
Right.
I would be willing to bet he'll make $6 million next year because the going rate is about $4 million mm-hmm. for a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And guys like the fish-eyed Carson Beck make $4 million this year, and he's just not that good.
Right.
Had like 135 yards on 29 squeezes yesterday in the win.
Nothing special.
Nothing special. And the price of quarterbacking is only going up. He may go to LSU to follow Lane. That'd be disappointing, especially if Ole Miss goes to the mountaintop and wins. But even if he stays at Ole Miss, they're going to find the money to pay him. He's a $5 million quarterback if he gets this sixth year. Do you know what the current cap number is on his former teammate who's now with the Giants, Jackson Dart? 4.25.
I was going to guess 4. Okay.
Yeah. So in other words, if Chambliss gets the NCAA to agree to this, and chances are they won't because there's still holes about this stuff, then he'll be making more than Jackson Dart next year.
And there's also the familiarity of him being back another year. When you got guys, you got turnover, guys transferring constantly, there's value in your brand as a college football star to stay at a school, to have them appreciate that you're staying, and find the money somehow, some way to be able to pay you to do it.
Now, if you're Ole Miss, if you want him back next year at all costs, is it better to not win it all? So he feels like there's something to come back for? Or do you just say, well, we just want to win it all, and if he leaves, he leaves?
I think you want to win
okay,
it all.
Okay, fair enough.
Because this is the closest. I mean, if you know how hard it is to get there.
If they win it all, though, would he stay?
So the whole leaving
would
on top
thing.
Would
he be a pro prospect?
It wouldn't work enough for him. Like, so you can make two arguments for this. You can make the argument that if he stays another year, more weaknesses maybe get exposed, or he gets better. If you look at the trajectory of college football quarterbacks, the more experience you have in college translates to success in the NFL. I mean, and transferring on top of that, For a lot of these quarterbacks.
Not for Quinn Ewers.
Well, yeah, not for everybody.
I know.
But what I mean is that, like, quarterbacks that have, like, 1 year as a starter, it doesn't work out well for them. They're better off staying. Look at Daniels' draft class.
Right.
All of them were transfers, except for Drake May. All of them had a ton of experience in college, and it benefited them right away.
Yeah. Mel Kiper ranks him as the sixth quarterback prospect in the class behind Dante Moore, Mendoza, Ty Simpson, John Mateer, Carson Beck.
I think he's going to make a lot of money coming back next year. So financially, it makes sense versus before it was go to the NFL and get whatever you can. And on top of that, he's going to gain some experience. And it might just be the actual experience of being in college and being the star versus being the guy that's going to be a third-string quarterback as a sixth-round pick somewhere. And maybe next year he jumps up to like a fourth or a third-round pick when he looks more experienced and more polished. Maybe, if that's the case. Are you betting on yourself? Yeah, you're betting on yourself. But there's more of a benefit there. And you just laid it out right there. That's the biggest thing. It's the money.
Yeah.
It's that.
So then there's the whole Mendoza thing. I read somebody on Twitter last night claiming to be a former NFL scout. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. And he said, when it comes to Mendoza, I see he's got 15 major flaws.
It's not
15. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, here we go. So, of course, I clicked on the more button on the tweet because it was well beyond just 280 characters. And I read deep into like number 10 or 11. And then I just felt like the guy was being a jerk to Mendoza. And I stopped reading because I like the kid so much. I don't want to hear about what he may not be at the next level. But this guy had 15 reasons why he thinks he's not going to be a good pro quarterback.
It's one of the reasons why I find it hard to figure out exactly who I want to root for out of these final four teams in the college football playoff, because there's the storylines of Indiana.
You got to root for Indiana Ole Miss.
Yes, Indiana is my number one.
You're not rooting for Miami, are you?
But I don't hate Miami right now. This is a
program
that's
been a disaster. You will the more you see Michael Irvin with his belt off.
Well, okay, fine. If we get more Michael Irvin and Jason Taylor and there's more of that, then okay, I'll get sick of them probably after this game against Ole Miss. But you got to love root for Ole Miss, given that they were abandoned, like you talked about. You got to love Kurt Cignetti and his confidence in what he's done with Indiana, a basketball school. Oregon's been here before, but it's not like Oregon's ever had a program. I like Dan Lanning, and I like that program, and I like what he's built, and I like that he stayed and didn't go to Alabama. But if I got to pick one, I'm going Indiana. I want Indiana to win. I think better for college football, though, is Oregon winning, because that's a bigger blue blood program, and they still need that. If Indiana wins the national championship, what casual college football fan cares about that? You want to have some level of a ringing and emotional bell. It's why, as much as people talk about parity, and parity is great in sports, and you need that one team. You need that team that people love, that people hate. You need the Patriots. You need the Chiefs. You need Alabama. You have to have them so the casual fan either is invested in that game because they love that team, or they're invested in that game because they hate that team, and you don't have it. All right, 800-636-1067. I am all in on Indiana. I want to see them win. Zabe is clearly all in on Indiana, wanting to see them win.
You told me
I have to root for Indiana, so I feel like you're kind of there now.
No, I'm tormented. I kind of want Kiffin to have to suck on lemons and watch the confetti fall on Ole Miss.
So you're
even more than I wanted for Indiana, and that's tough because I have many Indiana friends.
So can we go 60-40 Ole Miss then for you? Is that where you're going?
Probably, yes. Okay. All right. My desire for vengeance and humiliation on lame kittens outweighs my warm fuzzies for my Indiana friends. By about 10%, 60-40.
So we'll put you 60-40 Ole Miss, you want to see win.
Yes.
And
then the other two, Oregon, Miami, whatever.
Indiana, 100% for me. All in on Indiana winning this thing. That's all I want to see. 800-636-1067. Where are you? The final four teams in the college football playoff. Where's that emotional bell rung for you? 800-636-1067. There's the bell. Steve Zabin, Nick Ashew on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Let's go now.
Yes.
Let's go, Carly Rae. Come on. Do you think she's just, what's her latest hit?
Does I have
she
no
even
idea.
Have one? She's probably saying to herself, I got to have another hit in me. I had one.
This is
how
been,
hard can it be, for this, God's sake?
This has been Steve Zabin's secret song for a decade.
Turn it up.
A decade. Crank it for him. You going to sing it?
No.
Okay.
You don't. Nobody needs that.
Steve Zabin, Nick Ash, you in for Beamich and Finley. That is his secret song. That is, again, it's, listen, here's what it is. We know you love the song because you have stuck with it. You have not changed.
Well,
it has always been in your repertoire there for you.
Hits every time.
It kind of does. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of get it.
I'm looking up Carly Rae Jepsen latest hits, 2022. Now,
what about that Friday song she had used to love?
Oh, Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black Friday.
I still would play it. I still would play it every Friday.
Yes.
Because what a way to get your day going on a morning show than to sing it full blare, full voice. Friday.
Now, you got to dig deep for that, Ben. If you can find Rebecca Black Friday, then you're definitely going to get into all of Zabe's favorites.
We don't have it in our system.
No!
You should not have it
You probably shouldn't. That was definitely a one-hit wonder.
No reason. Well, look, she recorded it when she was 13 years old.
That's right. She was like
13. She had rich parents,
yep.
And they said, sure, sweetheart, we'll do a video of you and singing a song. And because it costs money to do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And what do 13-year-olds think about other than Friday, bowl of cereal, sitting in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. That's their whole world. Yeah. They're privileged 13-year-olds in L.A. Girls. Like, of course they're going to think about simple, you know, almost cartoonish things. But she parlayed that into a cameo in Katy Perry's iconic Last Friday Night video. Did you know that? Last Friday Night by Katy Perry, certified banger, when all
yes.
Katy Perry could do was crank out banger
one
after banger,
the other, after the other,
hit
after the
hit,
other. Yes.
That she was in that. As a cameo.
I think I actually do remember that now. But
yeah.
It's
but I don't think Carly Rae Jepsen
crossed my mind over the years.
I don't think Carly Rae Jepsen has hit anything lately.
No.
And she doesn't get called for the New Year's Eve TV shows either.
No, I did not see that on anything last night. Or two nights ago, whatever
right.
it was. God, the days have blurred together already. There was a lot of I feel like all of the New Year's Eve shows have gotten to the point now where they all blend together.
Well, not only that, but they run back the performers they know have been good in the past, whether they're relevant now or not. You know, Maren Morris was on one of them. I forget which one.
It probably was CBS because they had all of the Nashville. That was the Nashville one. That was the one we had on at our house.
I think she might have been on Seacrest's, but she's been through a lot. She got divorced, and you know, she's battled some weight issues, whatever. But you know, her hit in the middle, "Meet Me in the Middle," that's 6-7 years old now.
Yep.
And so she was there performing it, and I'm just thinking, these other artists must bang their head against the wall going, what does it take to get some new people in here?
They had Rascal Flatts doing stuff.
Of course.
Now, they were huge back in the day, but Rascal Flatts hasn't really done much lately.
Mariah Carey, uncryogenically frozen yet again, and still looks fantastic, by the way, as time and age continues to be undefeated. She still looks great, but it's a lot of the same performers. And this goes to your point about fans and sports saying they want parody and they like parody. It's a lie. They like the idea of parody, but at the end of the day, they want the familiar and the brand name stuff. So they want a little hint of parody, and then they want the best teams playing in the biggest games.
Yes, yes. It's the same thing with March Madness. We love the Cinderella story, but we've seen the numbers. The Cinderella National Championship, it doesn't resonate as two Blue Bloods.
Right.
And the Final Four, like that whole, like, it's fun to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. You get to the Final Four, and then people go, where's Duke? Where's Kentucky? So I can hate them. Where's Connecticut? Like, I want to hate UConn. Like, that's what people eventually want.
I can assure you, if we get to early Feb and Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara, it is Super Bowl 60 this year, I think.
Yes, yes.
If we get there and it's Jaguars Panthers.
Oh, God. Could you imagine the NFL?
It ain't going to do numbers. It isn't.
Well, it'll still have good numbers because it's football. But
well, okay,
it won't
fine.
Be
it will,
peak numbers.
Nobody's going to be excited for it.
Well, go back and look at, like, again, the Cowboys, whether they're good or not, always get big numbers. The Chiefs.
Yeah, I know.
There's a reason why the Chiefs, they wanted them on Christmas Day, even though they were already out of the playoffs and you had a third string quarterback out there. Like, there are certain draws, certain brands.
What's the worst Super Bowl we could have realistically? In the NFC, they're all pretty good. They're all pretty good teams, except for Carolina in terms of appeal. Philly would be just awful to have to look at again.
But that would still resonate.
I guess, but I would hate. It'd be a hate watch.
I think you already named the worst matchup: Jaguars Panthers. That would be awful.
Could I interest you in Texans Eagles?
Yeah, but you still have the Eagles are still they're the defending Super Bowl champs. There's a lot of people that hate them. They hate the fan base. So there's an emotion that's there. Nobody's emotionally connected to the Panthers.
Could I offer you Seahawks Ravens as an awful Super Bowl?
It would not be great because the Seahawks are pretty boring. You could drum up the Mike McDonald. The seeing his former team.
Sure, I'm
trying something here.
Luckily, but I don't think Carolina, Pittsburgh, Baltimore have really any chance of making it.
No, and Baltimore may be done on Sunday night, too. I mean, it's down to Pittsburgh and Baltimore anyway for that playoff spot in that division, so there's a chance that that's not even the case. But you're right. Like, it's an idea that people think is cool if it's not your team. Like, oh, this parody is really fun. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You have to have... Listen... Underdog stories are great until you get to the point where you want to see the best of the best playing at that highest level.
Demi Lovato was also on New Year's Eve, and I love Demi Lovato. I'm just saying, is there nobody else? Is there not anyone else that can do New Year's Eve?
Is there the point now where it even doesn't even benefit your career anymore as an artist?
No, I think it does. I think it's great exposure. It's New Year's Eve.
It's on Instagram, though. Everybody just,
I guess.
You just put all that on. That's all they need.
I'm an old.
I just don't think it matters anymore.
I watch that stuff on New Year's Eve.
No, I mean, look, we had it on in our house, but we all also had college football. But, like, I think now it's gotten to the point where it benefits those older artists more because you can kind of bring them back versus younger artists are already blowing up on social media, and they're like, that's all I care about, and then I can go party on New Year's Eve. There's also that, so we'll see. All right, we'll talk to Frank Schwab in about 20 minutes or so here. Nick Ashew, Steve Zabin on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.